always been Proverbs 3:5. And you see elements of that verse hanging around. We have the sign out in the fellowship hall, trust in the Lord. And we also, I have a little desk, knick-knack, I guess you would call it, that has Proverbs 3:5 on it. And out in California, we have a fast food chain. You know, here in Nebraska, you have Runza. It's the only place I've ever seen a Runza is here in Nebraska, and it may be the only place that's ever heard of a Runza. But I am grateful to have experienced Runza. In California, we have In-N-Out Burger. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of In-N-Out Burger or have been to an In-N-Out Burger. If you ever go to California, you need to eat at an In-N-Out Burger. But they hide Bible verses on their burger wrappers, their fry, I don't know, patties, whatever those are. And on the bottom lip of their cups. And on their milkshake cup is the verse, Proverbs 3:5, which is really a fascinating verse. Their soda cups have John 3:16, and it's just their way of just putting some Bible verses out there in hopes that someone will see it and look it up and maybe come to faith in Christ. But this is my favorite verse, so if you'll turn in your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, let me read Proverbs 3:5. I'll actually read 3:5 and 6, because verse 6 goes with Proverbs 3:5, but we're only going to focus on Proverbs 3:5 this morning in what short time we have. Proverbs 3:5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. What an appropriate charge as my last message, to trust in the Lord. Now, as we examine this verse, there are three questions that we must ask. Three questions that we must ask. What, who, and how. What, who, and how. These three questions will help us understand this verse more clearly and hopefully enable us to trust in the Lord. So, question number one. What does it mean to trust? Well, the word trust in the Hebrew here means to lean with the whole body on something. To lean with the whole body on something or to rest upon it. So, I'm demonstrating what the Hebrew term means right now. I'm leaning with the whole body on the pulpit, and that's what the Hebrew term means. It's to lean on or rest on something. Trust here carries the force of relying on someone for security or for confidence. And it's interesting that in the Greek Old Testament, the Septuagint, the Old Testament does not use the term here that speaks of faith or belief, but it uses the term often translated hope. So you might say this verse really says hope in the Lord, trust in the Lord, rest in the Lord, lean on the Lord. And it's also interesting that it is in the imperative, and the imperative is a command. So this is a command being issued. Trust in the Lord! Exclamation point, imperative, directive, instruction, command. We are to trust or hope in the Lord. So that leads us to ask a second question. Who is it that we are to trust in? What does the verse say? Trust in the Lord. Let's try that again. What does it say? Trust in the Lord. If you have the New American Standard and some of the more modern versions, they will capitalize all the letters of Lord if it is the Hebrew word Yahweh. And in the New American Standard, it is capitalized here. Trust in Yahweh, the Lord. Yahweh, we run run into in Exodus 3:14 where Moses says, well, who shall I say is sending me? And God says, I am who I am, Yahweh. That's the word Yahweh there in Exodus 3:14. Jesus will use the Greek equivalent or some I am statements in the Gospel of John when he says things like, I am the door, I am the light of the world, I am the good shepherd. He's making these I am statements, which are really focusing back on the Hebrew Yahweh. So we are to trust in the Lord. When we think of the Lord, who we are to trust or hope in, we should focus on His good character. The Scriptures have a lot to say about the character of the Lord. Psalm 90, verse 2, He's eternal. Leviticus 11, 44 and 45, He is holy. He is set apart. He is distinct. He's pure. Psalm 6, 4, He has loving kindness, a covenant love. Psalm 103, 13, The Lord is full of goodness. Psalm 86, 15, The Lord is patient. Psalm 89, 8, The Lord is faithful. Psalm 11, 7, The Lord is righteous. Psalm 139, in verses 2 and 4, The Lord is all-knowing. Verses 13 and 16 of Psalm 139, The Lord is all-powerful. That's who we're trusting in. Just think about the Lord and His good character. And that is who you're placing your hope and your trust in. You're not placing your hope and trust in any individual. You're placing your hope and trust in the Lord, who is eternal and holy and kind and compassionate and good and patient and loving and faithful and righteous and omnipotent and omniscient and in sovereign control of all things. But when we think of the Lord who we are trusting in, I also think of His name. There are many Old Testament names that Yahweh is connected to. I think of Genesis 22:14, Yahweh Jireh, Jehovah Jireh. You'll hear Yahweh pronounced Jehovah sometimes because people don't want to say the word Yahweh, especially if they have a Jewish connection. They don't like to say the name of the Lord. But in Genesis 22:14, Yahweh Jireh, the Lord will provide. It stresses the provision of the Lord for His people. Yahweh Shalom in Judges 6:24, the Lord is peace. It shows that the Lord is the means of peace and rest. Who better to hope in? Yahweh Roy, Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd. It shows the Lord's care for His people. Jeremiah 23:6, Yahweh Tzidkenu, the Lord our righteousness, portraying the Lord as a means of our righteousness. So when we think of trusting and hoping in the Lord, let us trust and hope in the Lord of the Bible, our great God, and His good character, and His great name. But how? How are we to trust in the Lord? The verse goes on to say what? Trust in the Lord with all. What does it mean to trust in the Lord with all your heart? Let me give you an idea here. Because in our modern culture here in America, when we think of heart, we think of emotion, don't we? We think of everything related to emotion. But in Hebrew, the heart had nothing to do with the emotion. If they wanted to talk about emotion, they would use the term for gut. They would use the term for the intestines and the stomach. Why is that? Because when you get excited or nervous, where do you feel it? In the gut. But when it uses the term heart, it's speaking of the mind. Speaking of the mind, the Hebrew concept of the heart carried the idea of the intellect, the mind, knowledge. It was associated with the brain, not the gut. So what the author here of this section of Proverbs is saying is that we are to trust in the Lord with a complete knowledge, with our entire mind or intellect, really with everything that we have. We should should not trust or lean on our own understanding. Why is that? Because it's faulty. Because we're sinful beings. Because we fail. But we should trust on and lean in the Lord. I like Proverbs 28:26. Listen to what it says. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but he who walks wisely will be delivered. And how do you walk wisely? By trusting not in our own heart, but in the Lord. We should recognize that God is able to do what he wills, that God is wise enough to do what is best, and that God is good according to his promise. We are to trust in the Lord. Well, I want to close with a little illustration. Now, if you opened up your wallet and took out a dollar bill or pulled out a quarter, what does it say on it? In God we trust. Did you know that that first started showing up about 1864 during the Civil War? That little phrase on a coin, in God we trust. And by 1938, all American coins had that phrase, in God we trust. And in 1956, it became our national motto, in God we trust. Now, I'm quite certain that most people in our country don't believe that anymore. But as believers in Christ, we do. We need to be thinking about, in God we trust. Trust in the Lord. I forget who it was. I don't know if it was someone I knew or someone in the family knew. But I remember a story of an individual who would see a coin on the ground, and every time they pick it up, they would say, in God I trust, because it was on the coin, and he was a believer in Christ. And when he saw the coin, it made him think of God and trusting in the Lord. As I close, I want to ask a couple of questions. First, can you be described as one who trusts in the Lord with all your heart? Can you be described that? And if not, what needs to change in your life so that you can be described as one who trusts in the Lord with all your heart? Well, that's the what and the who and the how. And now we're going to celebrate the why. Why should we trust in the Lord? Because of all that he accomplished on the cross for us. So if I can have those helping with communion come forward, we will celebrate communion, and we will celebrate the why we should trust in the Lord. Because he gave his life on the cross in our place to pay the penalty. Brad, would you pray for the cup? 1 Corinthians 11, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, make you drink the cup before the bread." Let's jump down to verse 25. "In the same way he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Let's drink. I don't think the Lord cares which order we take communion in. So, Larry, would you please pray for the bread? Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for what you have done on the cross on our behalf. Gave your life, and you shed your blood to pay the penalty of sin. And Lord, we are ever grateful that you gave your life and shed your blood on our behalf, so that by turning from our sin and trusting in you, we may have life in your name. And what a glorious time that will be in the future when we will be with you. Lord, you'll stand.